Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today. Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work.
Live from the studios of KVTA, Ventura County's inspiration station, this is The Kim Pagano Show. Kim is Ventura County's mom and so much more, bringing value every day in every way. Join Kim and her friends every Saturday as they interview interesting and inspirational guests, everyone from authors and entertainers to doctors and experts. From A to Z, Kim's got you covered. And now, here's Ventura County's mom and so much more. It's Kim Pagano.
Good morning, and of course, happy New Year's Eve today. I can't believe it's finally here. This has been a weird, for me, a crazy year. What do you think, Tom?
Same. Yeah, it's busy but good. You know, I don't want to do the I'm glad this year is over, because I had some great times this year.
There you go. Okay, we're going to look at the brighter side, right?
That's what
and reflect on all the great things that we have going on here. And of course, Matt Michaels is preparing our coffee. And
good
welcome
morning.
And
good
thank
morning.
You so much for joining us.
Good morning. Good morning. We're just getting the coffee brewed here on New Year's Eve.
There you go.
Pour over Gear Grinders Coffee.
Okay, a little shout out there. Well, we've got a great show for you today. And of course, we love to give back. And thank you so much for all the calls last week. I do want to remind you of our phone number here. And of course, that is 805-419-0008. Our show is all about the brighter side of life. And of course, we have the brighter side of life is really what we talk about in every avenue and everything that we do. And again, I always like to start my show with some kind of inspiration. And you might be scared, you might be afraid, but don't stop trying. And really, that's what life's all about is, you know, every day, clean slate. A clean year is right around the corner from us tomorrow. And just like you said, Tom, really reflect on all the things that, you know, that have gone on through this year. And you know, there was some trying times for me, but I'm ready to start my day in a positive way. And I'm so glad that you're tuning in. I do want to remind everybody that we are here all the way till 8 o'clock. And if you miss any of our shows, you can go to my podcast, and that is iTunes/The Kim Pagano Show, or you can go to my website, kimpaganoshow.com. When you call in, and I hope that I get all of you to call in, call in. I've met so many people, and some of them, like, I listen to your show all the time. Have you called in? No. Why would I, you know, call in and just say Happy New Year. Just at least do that so that we know that you're a part of our mornings and that you're here with us. Also, I do want to remind anybody that when you call in, just ask to be on our newsletter. That goes out every single week, and it's a little bit of my blogging, always positive inspirations, and then you get to know about all of my great sponsors. So I'd love to share that with you. Today's show is going to be a great show, and I've got two of them, completely different guests, but our first guest is Mae McCarthy, and she's going to be talking about want to make your New Year's resolution stick. You need to choose the right words, and that's big. It's really big. It's about how you present your day and how you treat the people around you. Also, then I've got Brian Hausman, and he's going to be talking about how you always meant to parent. And, you know, life happens to all of us, and then sometimes we react on it instead of, you know, sometimes we need to take a look at that. So we're going to find out a little bit about that. I do want to talk about some of our great giveaways. And Tom, you always do such a great job.
LA Zoo Lights nightly admission. How about that? LA Zoo Lights includes a not to be missed nighttime holiday light experience that's great into the new year. It debuted back in 2014. It's grown each year. You're going to love the LA Zoo and the lights for the holiday. It runs all the way through from New Year's Eve to January 8th. Caneo Players Theater is with us. Tickets for two to any performance, including The Hound of the Baskervilles, Amadeus, Reefer Madness, Sideshow, James and the Giant Peach, and The Wizard of Oz. Can you believe that lineup? That's some variation in
shows. It really
is.
I know. They do a great job over there.
And the holiday ice rink, yes, we can still skate all the way through January, and that's on Thousand Oaks Boulevard at the lakes. You're going to love it. The holiday ice rink is a whole lot of fun. And for some food, how about Famous Dave's Barbecue, located at 2770 Seaglass Way, Oxnard. And we will have lunch, dinner, Famous Dave's, that's for you.
There you go. Also, I do want to include something that we are just started working with is Flappers Comedy Club and Restaurant. And that's in Burbank. They've also got one in Claremont, but is a corner of First and Magnolia. And I've got tickets for that. So want to like step out of Ventura for a little bit and go laugh. That's what it's all about. So again, I've got tickets for that. Let's just start off with that. Tickets to Flappers Comedy Club and Restaurant. Give us a call right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And of course, I'm Kim. I'm here with Matt and of course, Tom. And our phone number is again, 419-0008. We want your calls. Call up and say Happy New Year. We're at New Year's Eve today, and we hope that you are going to do something amazing tonight and then bring in the new year for tomorrow. What are you doing, Matt?
Let's touch on what Kim said here. Also, just to, let's chime in the new year. For each caller that calls in, we'll give you a bag of our Gear Grinders coffee.
Oh,
for that
my gosh. What a
kick
treat.
Off your day with the. Any better than some freshly roasted coffee.
Ooh, there you go. Nice surprise. All right, call in right now at 805-419-0008. All right, let's invite our first guest, Mae. Are you there, Mae McCarthy?
I am.
How
happy
are
New
you?
Year, Kim.
Yeah,
I'm well.
Happy New Year to you. And also, I love your topic, want to make your New Year's resolution stick, and choosing your words well. Why do you think our words are so, you know, I mean, I know that, but, you know, tell us a little bit about yourself.
Well, I actually have spent about 35 years growing 6 different companies to as large as $100 million in annual revenue.
Oh, my God, that's
so
amazing.
So I know a little bit of something about creating and achieving some goals.
Wow, I guess so.
One of the things that I found really interesting is every year at about this time, people are thinking about, okay, well, what are my intentions and resolutions for the new year? And undoubtedly, by about July, when I ask them how they're doing on the road to their goals, they can't even remember where they put their resolution list. And so I thought, you know, I should probably let people know what they could do on a daily basis in order to really achieve the resolutions or goals that they have and not just reserve it for that first week or two of the new year, but to actually see some progress all year long. And one of the things that started frustrating me a little bit was listening to my friends and my family say things like, well, for this year, I want to lose 10 pounds, or I want to make more money, or I want to have better relationships. And I sit there and I think about that goal, and I would like you and your listeners to do the same thing. If the goal is to be wanting to achieve something, haven't you already reached it?
Yeah, I like that.
Aren't you already wanting to achieve it?
Of course.
And so really what we can do is enable our subconscious and our intuition. And intuition is a huge success tool. I mean, Bill Gates said often he has to rely on intuition, and Steve Jobs agreed when he said you actually have to have courage to rely on your intuition. And Oprah Winfrey said that she's been listening to that still small voice of intuition her whole life.
Well, I think that is your inside thoughts, isn't it? I mean, that's what it's all about, having your inside thoughts talk to you. That's why people do some meditation and that kind of thing, correct?
Well, it's an intelligence that's beyond your rational and limited mind. You know, our rational mind is something that we've created over a lifetime of experience and beliefs and behaviors that we've picked up. But there are opportunities and possibilities that are beyond that. Mm-hmm. And we notice that, unfortunately, sometimes after the fact. So we might get a gut instinct to do something, and we don't do it because it doesn't make rational sense, only to find out later that had we done that, we would have either achieved something great or avoided a mistake.
Wow.
So there's an intelligence that we have access to, and one of the easiest ways to prove that is maybe thinking about the last time that you bought a car. You know, if you're like most people, you'll think about the car and imagine yourself driving around in it, talk to your friends about it, really feel that it's your car before you ever buy it. And don't you start to notice that car driving around everywhere?
Right.
Yeah, so there's this idea of being able to focus and notice possibilities when we word our goals and imagine our goals as already achieved. So a better way to say, you know, I want to lose 10 pounds is to describe it as though it's already done. I'm so grateful that I'm physically fit, trim, toned, energetic, and a healthy body that's easily able to move through life.
Now, Mae, do you have a book?
I do.
Oh, okay. I didn't get your book. Okay, so what is the name of your book?
The book is called The Path to Wealth.
Ooh,
Seven
I like
Spiritual
it.
Steps for Financial Abundance.
Okay, The Path to Wealth. Okay, I love it. Yeah. I do want to remind anybody that's just waking up with us, starting your day in a positive way. Of course, you're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We're talking with Mae McCarthy and, of course, her book, The Path to Wealth. But we're talking really about New Year's resolutions and how to make them stick and how to choose the words that are well for you, correct? Is that what you mean? Choose your words well, because we are our words, aren't we?
Well, we are a compilation of our words, thoughts, and emotions, for sure. I mean, that's the life that we're living, and we've created it. But if we want to achieve something new, then what we want to do is use our words to describe it with gratitude as though it's already done. I know that seems like you're, you know, being fraudulent. But again, what we're trying to do is enable this intelligence, this subconscious, this inner wisdom to be able to guide us and direct us towards possibilities. We have billions of pieces of data coming at us every single day. How do we filter that data in order to make it useful? Well, one of the ways is to use your words to describe your goals as already completed with gratitude. The second step that you want to really focus on is that you can't just write something down once and read it out loud once and hope that it's going to happen. What you need to do is the same thing that we do in business, and that is we revisit our achieved goals for the future almost daily.
Wow. See,
every single day, you want to take a look at those goals, rewrite them, read them out loud, and really imagine seeing yourself in the completed goal. But you want to do that daily. So set the alarm for 15 minutes early and take a look at them every single day.
Okay.
This idea of repetition is creating this new belief that it's possible for you to have those goals. And once you create that belief, you'll notice even more possibilities to achieve it.
Wow. And so, May, you said that you've started all these amazing, successful businesses. Is this how you did it?
Yeah,
it
sure is.
Tell us about some of your businesses. What are they?
Okay, well, the last two, we developed software and equipment for large hospital systems to automate their drug distribution processes. And those companies sold to other companies. The last one was in 2012 that we sold to a company down in San Diego that was about, I guess they were about $5.5 billion in size at that time.
Wow.
The companies, three that I had before that, were telecommunications companies, and one of them was international. You know, we saw a problem in that making international calls from different locations back to the United States was incredibly expensive. So we decided to put in phone equipment all over the U.S. and the world and enable people that wanted to call, let's say, from Japan to the United States. We were able to reroute that call so that it seemed like it was calling from the United States to Japan at a fraction of the cost.
Unbelievable.
So we grew that to over $100 million in annual revenues and had all sorts of different companies.
So let me ask you a question. Obviously, this is not the only thing you did by yourself, correct? I mean, you had a team.
Oh, I had up to 250 employees
okay.
in each of my businesses. Yeah.
And was this your business?
Yeah, I was a founding partner of all of these businesses. Yeah.
Okay. So how do you find all the right people that need to be a part of what you're doing?
Well, again, one of the goals that I've always had in my businesses that I revisit on a daily basis is that only those people that are the right team members for our company find us and apply to work here, and all others find their good elsewhere. So it was really interesting because when you're growing a small company, and I consider anything under 500 employees a small company, when you're growing a small company, you have an opportunity to create a culture and a mission and a vision. And our culture was that our entire business had one goal, and that was to work towards the success of our coworkers, our customers, our suppliers and vendors, and our world. And if we did that, we would be successful in return. And I have to tell you, the employees that ended up applying and coming on board as part of the team all appreciated having that value system. And they really were quite instrumental in attracting other team members for their areas of expertise.
Wow.
So it ended up being really easy, but you have to be intentional. You have to know what you want first.
Right.
What the outcome is of what you want, and then describe it as though it's already done and revisit those goals every single day.
Very interesting. Very interesting. And now you don't have that business anymore then, right?
I sold my last one in 2012.
Okay.
And right now what I do is I'm considered an angel investor. So I look at about 150 different companies a year, mostly in healthcare, that are raising money to grow their businesses.
Mm.
And so I pick and choose which ones to invest in and which ones to serve on a board for and help them achieve even greater success.
Wow, I like that. And now, your book, is this your first book?
It is.
Oh,
my second one will come out next year.
Okay, great. So what are we going to, can you elaborate on the importance of gratitude when it comes to setting your resolutions?
Absolutely. So gratitude is an interesting emotion. As you are being grateful, there's been a tremendous amount of brain research that has been done that shows that idea of positive and gratitude and expecting good things to happen lights up that front part of your brain, and there's actually dopamine that ends up releasing into your brain. And what studies have shown is that when that happens, you're able to focus and notice more possibilities more clearly. And that's what we're trying to do is our job in this goal attainment practice is to figure out what it is that we want and describe it with gratitude as though we've already achieved it.
Mm.
And revisit that every single day. This intelligence in our subconscious and this intuitive messaging center that is within us, their job, our subconscious and intuition, that their job is to point out the directions for us to take steps along a path to get there. You know, Albert Einstein said that we have an intuitive mind that's a gift, and we have this rational mind that's a servant. So what we're trying to do is, in this goal attainment practice, utilize both of those minds to be really helpful to us in achieving goals. So you may find that if you're describing that you are so grateful that you have a minimum or more of X number of dollars, which of course is a larger amount than you had last year, and that you're using your skills and talents in remarkable and fulfilling and satisfying ways to support your coworkers and your company and your customers, in that you are receiving great value in return. If you're writing that down, reading it out loud, and imagining being in that perfect job every single day, you may get a gut instinct or a strong thought, or run into somebody that you meet at a random event, you know, at the park while you're, you know, with your dog, and that person has an opportunity for you to achieve an even greater job.
I love it. You're saying all the right people show up, because I believe that once you're clear on exactly what you need or what you want out of your life, don't you think all the right people show up?
Yeah, you become magnetic. You
right.
really do.
Right.
There's this force that whatever we're putting our attention on
wow.
ends up attracting that into our life.
Wow. May, we need to take a really quick break. Will you stay with us? Because when we come back, I would love to have you kind of like take us through the steps of really achieving, you know, a successful business or anything that you're striving through in your life.
Okay,
great. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life, and I'd love to give something away right now, and I've got some LA Zoo Lights tickets, and I'd love to share them with you. Call in right now at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.
As you embark on the process to acquire a home or refinance an existing home, choosing the right mortgage professional to guide you through the process is essential. With over 40 years in the mortgage industry, Michael Blazer can help you achieve the dream of home ownership or greater home affordability. Experience matters in today's ever-increasing complexity of the lending process. Backed by the power and strength of the nation's largest privately held purchase money institution, Stearns Lending. For more information, call 805-367-3117, extension 105. That's 805-367-3117, extension 105. Or visit mikeforloans.com. NMLS number 248433. Gain energy and relief from pain. Learn new healing techniques. Discover a deeper healing bond with the pets in your life with Doris Muna, a third-generation healer. Doris Muna, author of The Triangle of Health, Discover Your Healing Journey, is an energy healing practitioner, consultant, international instructor, and founder of Dorothea Healing Essences. She has been using energy healing for 30 years to help people transform their lives into a richer, more rewarding, and meaningful experience. For more information, call 805-807-3097. That's 805-807-3097.
Ventura County's Mortgage Couch strives to identify the best wholesale lender for their clients. Their ultimate goal is to help families move into their dream home, fix their home, and refinance their home. Whether you're looking for the best possible terms or a specific lender to accommodate a unique situation, Mortgage Couch has the resources and expertise to meet every need. Apply for your loan today. Please call 805-676-0377. That's 805-676-0377. Or visit their website at www.mortgagecouch.com. Before you and your divorce attorney make any key financial decisions or sign your final settlement agreement, set up an appointment with a certified divorce financial analyst. At FMB Wealth Management, located in Westlake Village, they take your future into account, help you examine the financial issues of your divorce, and provide you with powerful data to support your case. Call Kathy Costas and Evan Miller, certified divorce financial analysts. They help women make the best financial decisions during the worst of times. Call us at 805-446-4494. That's 805-446-4494. Email Kathy at fmbwealth.com today.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show.
Finally, on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on the last show of the year, really. And we're going to begin. We got some really amazing ideas for next year. And talking about ideas with May here, I this year was so amazing in so many ways with my show of really just getting to know so many of the nonprofits out here. And I want to become a little bit more active with all of them. We're going to be doing some hero segments because there's so many amazing people out there that make such a difference. And so there's lots of stuff that I want to bring. So if you have an idea, my listeners out there, that I love that you've been so faithful and so tuned in here to say that, please, if you have any ideas that would, you know, change my show or add to my show, I want to hear from you. Please call me at 805-419-0008, 419-0008. And we're talking with Mae McCarthy right now. We're talking about making your New Year's resolutions. There's a lot of people that make New Year's resolutions, and then there's people that reflect on their year and kind of see what worked, what didn't work, what they need to do differently, how they want to change their goals. That's kind of more me. I'm like constantly, my husband's always like, why do you have to recreate? That's just who I am. I just keep recreating it and looking at it, fine-tuning it, making it better. And May, what's your thoughts on that?
I think that using that technique of reflecting and evaluating and analyzing where you wanted to go and how you're enjoying the journey and any tweaks that you need to make to change it should be done all year long.
I agree.
I was on a show recently, and the host is one of those really, really late night shows,
right.
I think Coast to Coast AM or something like that. And the question was, you know, why do people wait until the beginning of the year to make goals?
Mm.
Why do they have resolutions? Mm-hmm. And my response was that I think it's because it's tradition. And, you know, the beginning of the year represents something new. So if you want to create something new and fresh, that's a great time to do it. But
why wait? You know, it's funny, people, and I'm going to interrupt you really quick, but people think, oh, it's Monday, right? I actually love Mondays because I'm like, okay, I'm going to like, what can I do different this week? You know, I mean, I really break it down. So it's a lot of work because you're constantly thinking. But you know what I mean? It's a fresh new week. Right?
Yeah,
Monday's my favorite. Sorry, May, Matt here just chiming in. Monday's actually my favorite day of the week, believe it or not. I tell
really
handful
see
of people
that's like, yeah, there's a lot of people like, oh, Monday, and I'm like, oh no, it's like
yeah,
let's see, what are we gonna do different?
It's like the beginning of the week, you know, like New Year's Eve,
right?
You know, a New Year's resolution, what are we gonna do better this week? Just like every other week, you know, I'm all about that same belief as you, May. I really believe in that personal growth all year round. It's not
right.
Just that beginning of the year type, continuing to grow as the year grows on, setting goals ahead. I really, really enjoy what you're stating here.
Well, and the key to all of this conversation is this idea of choice. You know, we're choosing to call Monday a great day. And we're choosing to see a new year as a fresh opportunity to grow and create. What if every day, what if we made the choice that every day is really, really an opportunity to achieve anything that we desire, require, and more?
Yeah, no doubt.
I love that.
What if, and every single day, you can start out your day, again, if you just got 10, 15 minutes, that's okay. Start out your day every day by looking at your goals. Rewrite them. I am so grateful that I now have fulfilling work that's so exciting, where I get to support other people and be supported, and I receive a minimum of X number of dollars and feel satisfied and fulfilled. Or I'm so grateful that I have an absolutely awesome relationship with my divine complement of a partner and my children, and we enjoy being a family and are always harmonious and respectful and loving towards each other. Or I'm so grateful that I get to have fun today and I get to meet new people and talk to them about their exciting ideas and maybe even see opportunities to support them. I mean, whatever it is that you want for your goal, whether it's money, recreation, relationships, use of your skills and talents, it doesn't matter. But every single day, look at them, write them down, just really quickly, read them out loud, and look at them.
So you're affirming them.
Yeah, what that will do is prime your brain for success. It will tell your subconscious and your intuition, hey, I'm serious about this. So point out some possibilities. Do your job. My job was figuring out what I want. You guys now do your job. You, subconscious and intuition, you filter all this data that's going to come at me and point out possibilities for me to take steps to achieve it. What you'll find out at the end of next year is that life was so much more successful and it was so much easier because you didn't have to do all the work yourself. Your rational mind didn't have to try and figure out everything.
I love that.
You'll have the same experience that Bill Gates, Steve Jobs, Oprah Winfrey, myself, Dr. Wayne Dyer, Albert Einstein, Thomas Edison, and hundreds of other successful people have, which is that we don't do it all ourselves. There's this intuition and subconscious that can pop up and help us. Our job is to word our goals the way, as though they're already complete with gratitude, and revisit them on a daily basis.
Absolutely.
I love that, May. That just wrapped it up right there. Where do we find your book?
You can get it from any online retailer. Amazon, I think they had it at number 2 under personal finance in terms of best-selling for a while.
That's awesome.
But Amazon, Barnes & Noble, any online retailer. And for your listeners, since you're so big on giving stuff away,
thank you.
If they go to my website, maymccarthy.com, they can download the first 3 chapters for free.
Oh, I love that. I love that. And will you send me a couple books?
Oh, sure.
Okay, perfect. I'd love to have you back because this is just, I think we just barely tipped it. And now you're going to be speaking also, aren't you?
On my website, maymccarthy.com, there are all sorts of speaking events and there's some media events and all sorts of different kinds of things that are, I heard you mention Burbank and I have to fly into Burbank. I'll be at the Conscious Life Expo.
Yeah,
in
LA. I helped promote that last year and for a couple of years so far. So yeah, when are you going to be doing that?
On Sunday. I think the conference runs Thursday to Monday or something like that. And so okay. I'll be speaking on Sunday.
Okay, perfect. All right. Is it at the Hilton?
It is.
Yeah. Okay, perfect. All right. Well, if any of my listeners are interested in any of that, please give me a call. It's all about really, you know, positioning your brain and your mind to be successful in life. And I love what you're talking about. And wishing you a happy new year, too.
Happy new year to you both as well.
Thank you so much,
May.
And thank you so much for, you know, sharing our show and being a guest here. Please share our podcast with everyone, too.
I sure will.
All right. Thank you so much. All right. We are going to just move right on into our next guest and Brian Hausman. And of course, we're going to be talking about how you always meant to parent and really setting aside the distractions of today to focus on your legacy of tomorrow. Brian, welcome to the Kim Pagano Show. How are you?
Hey, Kim. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks. How are you doing?
Oh, I am awesome.
Hey,
wonderful.
Brian.
Great weather here in Memphis, Tennessee.
Oh, there you go. Okay. And, of course, Happy New Year. And
thank you so much.
I hope that you're going to give us some great things that some of my parents out there or even grandparents, you know, can help them, I guess, really focus on your legacy of tomorrow. Tell us a little bit about yourself and who you are.
Well, I was born and raised here in Memphis. And I was actually a youth pastor at churches for more than a decade. And then I resigned from that and started writing and speaking about family issues full-time about 12 years ago. My wife and I have been married for 23 years, and we have two, I started to say kids, but they are like grown people now. They're in college, and we have had an amazing blast being parents.
Like that sounds...
I would say it's been the most fulfilling thing that we've ever experienced.
Well, I have to agree with you. I've got four kids, and they're all older now, too. And two of them have given us grandchildren. So we've got three little amazing boys.
Whoa.
And I know I feel so blessed. I can't tell you. It's funny. My husband says he feels successful that we have grandchildren. You know,
yeah.
I never really looked at it that way. I just feel so blessed. They, you know, when they sit there and they look at you and they're just these little innocent babies going, mm-hmm. Nana and Papa, you know, it's just the best feeling.
Mm-hmm.
It is. Brian, well, I have two kids. Myself, yeah. I have a three-year-old. I call her a princess or a three-nager. And then I got we have a six-month-old son.
A three-nager. I've never heard of that. That's a great,
you guys are just starting out, huh?
Just starting out. It's so much fun. Every day is a new adventure.
Yes. I remember when my daughter was three, she came to me one day, and I was in my home office working, and she walked in, and she had her little dress-up clothes on, her princess clothes. And she said, Daddy, I'm a princess. And I said, I know you are, sweetie. And she goes, no, I mean, like, I'm a princess. Like, I'm the one in charge.
Yeah.
And I was like, well, in your fantasy world, yes.
That is
but
funny.
But not in the real world.
That's just like my daughter on a daily basis. She says, Daddy, you're my baby girl. Because I tell her all the time that, honey, you're my baby girl. You're the apple of my eye. Well, she can't relate in that sense, so she flips it. And I said, honey, I'm actually your daddy's baby girl. She says, no, Daddy, it's the other way around.
isn't that awesome?
It's great. It makes your day, you know, every day.
Yeah, they're trying to communicate what love is and affection and right relationships are. And before everything becomes so complex with screens and boys and everything else.
Oh, yeah. You know what? That is really interesting, even just to start there, is, you know, when your kids are young and innocent, and then they, you know, you hear so many, you know, stories. I remember our kids, you know, they never slept anywhere unless I knew the parents and that kind of thing. And then all of a sudden they get into high school, and I'm like, but I don't know their parents. But Mom, that's kind of been our rule, you know, so they're welcome to come over to our house. But, you know, and then you kind of, I don't know, it's hard when you start to get that, like, you can't give them an answer because your answer is no all the time, you know?
Yes.
And so talk to us a little bit about that.
Well, that's actually one of the big points I bring up in my newest book, How You Always Met the Parent, is learning how to be a yes parent.
Oh, so that's not the book we're talking about. So how many books do you have?
I have three books out right now, and then my wife and I are working on what we hope will be our last parenting book. We're ready to move on to,
okay,
you know, to other issues next. But so my three books are Engaging Your Teen's World. It's all about understanding adolescent culture. And then Tech-Savvy Parenting, and that's been the one that just blew up on us, was Tech-Savvy Parenting. And it's taken me all over the United States, 44 states, 7 different countries. This year we're going to Peru and Singapore and Malaysia.
Wow. So what's the
parenting conference?
Yeah. So what is the whole midst of that book?
Yeah. So Tech Savvy Parenting. I might have to do a whole other session with you guys.
Yeah.
Just to talk about that. So Tech Savvy Parenting is really helping parents understand trends and norms of how kids, teens, and tweens use technology in their life, and then how do you set healthy boundaries when it comes to issues of video games, sexting and texting, the cell phone, you know, the internet, and how do you talk with your kids in an honest, upfront way about protecting their own digital reputation, you know, because I tell my children, I live with the reality that I cannot control what you do once you walk out.
Oh, my God. You know what, Brian? You just nailed it. Four kids. Okay, I've got two girls, two boys. And you know what? All the time I tell them, you know what? I can only be so helpful to you when it gets beyond, when you guys have made a decision without me, or you guys have chose to do something, and now I can't help you. It's like I can't save you anymore. Now you guys are on your own. You know, it's like driving and speeding. You get a ticket. There's always some, you know, there's a, you know, there's something that's going to happen to every choice that you make.
Yep. My daughter, she'll probably kill me for telling you this on the air, but she has her first boyfriend. I call it a man friend.
Uh-oh.
Okay. I want to acknowledge that this is a man. This is not a boy. But anyway, she has her first boyfriend, and I met with him yesterday because they haven't gone on their first date. And so I wanted to go on a date with him first.
I love that, Brian.
Yeah. So I could tell him my expectations of him as a man. And I even explained it. I said, just leave my daughter out of this. I just want to talk to you about what it means to be a man, not just what it means for you to date my daughter. But one of the things I told him is I said, I live with the reality that I cannot control what my kids do when they leave our home. And the same thing is true of you, that I can't control. There's a great deal of trust I'm putting in you when you're with my daughter. And there's a high bar of expectation. And that doesn't mean we're not going to blow it sometimes. And I said, you guys are going to make some dumb, foolish mistakes in a dating relationship. But there's always a high bar of expectation. And when that bar is not met, then we can deal with how do we recover when that bar gets dropped, you know? But, you know, just to communicate to him, to my kids, to my children's friends, that, you know, in the end, it is going to be your decision, the kind of emotional health, spiritual health, physical health that you're going to have in your life, that I can't own it for you. You have to want this for yourself.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Now, Brian, did you say your daughter, both of your kids are off to college now?
My son is in college. Okay. My daughter is a junior in high school.
Okay. You know,
go ahead.
When you said something, how your daughter's going out on her first date, my daughter's only 3 years old, but as a father, even now when she has play dates with other boys, or if my wife says something like she's going to play with her good friend Diego or Johnny, I kind of cringe, and she's only 3 years old, and they're just, you know, so lovey-dovey. So I can only imagine your sympathy when my daughter is in that part in her.
Well, you know, the fun thing about it for us has been, you know, I asked my daughter last night, I said, so how were you? You talked to him after he and I talked? She was like, yeah, Dad. She said, I completely trusted you sitting down to talk with him. Because she knew that my job, I will never intentionally try to embarrass my children in public. You know, we don't correct them in public, but if they do something crazy, you know, if they break a boundary, we address that in private. Because I think sometimes we as parents, we can let our own emotions get out of control. And when our kids are, particularly when they're younger, it's just easy in front of other kids or other parents just to say, hey, don't talk that way. Or, you know, don't do that. Stay away from that. No, you know, no ma'am.
So, Brian, you're saying when something happens, you don't talk to them then. You wait till they're private, and then you'll say, hey, you know, last night when we were all together, this happened, and I think, you know, is that correct?
Absolutely.
Wow, I
like
that.
Because then what that does, I feel like for us to really emotionally undress our kids is what it is. When we are emotionally undressing them in front of their peers, it's potentially humiliating,
right?
You know, and
absolutely.
So they don't respond in kind; they respond with hostility,
right?
You know,
almost like as we would be reprimanded in front of everybody, but you're embarrassed. So then, instead of saying, "Wow, you know what? You're right. I it wasn't right," they'd be like,
"So you could."
It's more resentful.
Yeah.
Both of my kids have heard me say these words to them: "I will always show you respect in front of your friends."
Wow.
And because of that, I expect that respect, you know, being reciprocated back.
Wow.
And what my wife and I have found is that's exactly what's happened. And so our kids, they've grown up, they're now young adults, and they come to us for advice. They want to know what we think because we've always treated them like real people.
Mm-hmm.
So, like, you know, you were mentioning that your daughter is 3. And I remember when my kids, by the time they got to the age of like 6, 7, and 8, that whenever our adult friends would come over, we didn't dismiss them to say, you need to go to your room to play so the grown-ups can talk. You know, because our thing was, if there's something that I can't say in front of my kids, then I probably don't need to be saying it anyway, you know, because it's probably going to be gossip. And so what happened is our kids would play there in front of us as we're talking to our friends, and they got used to having real-world conversations. So they became very street savvy without having to be on the street, so to speak. And, you know, they got to learn about how to talk about issues and how to resolve conflict. And so when they grew up, our adult friends would say, wow, your kids, they really know how to communicate effectively. Mm. Like, they know how to communicate their hurt and their disappointment and what they want. And I think that was because all along the way, we were intentional with them.
Now, how was your parents with you? Was that how they were with you?
Well, no. And I would guess, you know, not even knowing you guys, I would guess that your experience was probably close to the same as mine.
Okay. Because I remember children were seen and not heard.
Yeah.
Okay. And absolutely. Then, of course, my parents now look at them like, oh, my God, your kids are always involved with everything. And yeah. I'm like, yeah, I want to know their feelings. I want to know their thoughts. You know, I want to teach them that they're important.
Yeah.
And I feel like, you know, even though I had amazing parents and we had our amazing talks, but that was the kind of the thought back then, you know, is children mm-hmm. should be seen and not heard.
Yes. I mean, I love both of my parents, and we had a healthy relationship. It was a very godly relationship. I honor both of my parents, but they didn't have the capacity to be able to talk about things like how to address sexuality, how to talk about dating with me, or, you know, right decision-making with friends. I mean, some of that was just understood that, well, he's getting that at church, you know, so we can kind of skip that conversation.
Right.
And so whereas absolutely. They loved me, I don't know that they had the wherewithal to know how to engage me relationally on those hard issues because
and
they didn't have it with their own parents.
Exactly. But so... And we need to take a really quick break. Brian, will you stay with us really quick?
Absolutely.
Okay, is what I want to know is how do you actually get, where do you get your answers? Do you know what I mean? How do you figure out your answers for your kids? So stay with us. You are listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. And, of course, we've got a whole nother hour ahead of us. We are so excited. We're talking with Brian Hausman, of course, How You Always Meant to Parent. He's got some amazing tips, so I hope that you stay with us. And, again, I'd love to give some tickets away. And we've got Holiday Ice Rink at the Lakes, and it's going all the way. It's going to be going till, let's see, January 2nd.
Annual. We love it.
Yeah, it's so much fun. So hot cool. chocolate over there. You got to get your coffee over there. But anyways, we'd love to give some tickets away. Call us right now at 805-419-0008. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
With 30 years in business and counting, satisfied customers of Ventura County rely on Ding Masters for removal of dings and dents. They also provide beautiful bodywork at competitive prices. Call Ding Masters for your bumper, door, panel, and fender repairs. Call now at 805-644-4521. That's 805-644-4521. Or visit dingmasters.net for anything from a small ding to major insurance work. The DUI attorneys and expert criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley in Moorpark and Simi Valley, California, are dedicated to devoting their entire resources to defending you. As your defense attorneys, they're on your side during one of the most difficult periods in your life. Call now at no charge and sleep better tonight. It's time to get Southern California's expert team on your side with the DUI attorneys and criminal lawyers at the law offices of Douglas H. Ridley, 805-208-1866. That's 805-206-1866. Visit www.duiattorneys-ca.com for more information.
Ventura Water is dedicated to providing our community with quality water and wastewater services 24 hours a day, 365 days a year. We've been delivering drinking water from local sources since 1923, cleaning wastewater for more than a century, and preventing stormwater pollution for the past two decades. Ventura Water, a trusted life source for generations. For more information about Ventura Water, visit us at www.venturawater.net or call 805-667-6500. That's 805-667-6500. If you're a business owner or looking to be one, put Littlefoot Construction on the top of your list. Littlefoot Construction specializes in restaurant remodels, tenant improvements, office remodels. Call Littlefoot Construction with all your commercial and industrial needs. Littlefoot Construction works with big or small businesses. Or even if it's a dream, Littlefoot Construction will make your vision come true. Call Littlefoot Construction at 805-491-2759. That's 805-491-2759 for all your construction needs.
It's showtime.
Now, back to the Kim Pagano Show on KVTA.
Welcome back, everyone. And again, thank you so much for joining us here on The Brighter Side of Life. I do want to remind everyone of our next show. And of course, we're going to be talking with Steve Allen. And of course, he is the owner of Steve Allen Media, PR with a Conscience, and also Leslie Shore. And we're going to be talking about Listen to Succeed. Kind of a lot of the same thing. I love that. You know, it's all about listening. It's all about your work. Words that you use, and of course we're talking with Brian Hausman right now. I love all the topics that we're touching. Brian, you're definitely going to have to talk, come back with us, because there's so many things that we're barely. I love when I meet somebody and I say I meet you, because I feel like I get to know you on my my show. That there's just so many topics that, you know, you touch, and so it's always fun to say, okay, you're coming back. So
I would love to come back and hang out with you guys.
Thank you so much. So, you know, how do you find the right answers? Because, you know, one of the things, probably my youngest son, he always tells me, Mom, you're not listening. I'm like, I am. I'm fully engaged, you know, but I think I'm not saying the right thing to him.
Yeah, for me, I really get my knowledge, my decision making from two different places. One is this, that our kids, you know, I know we've known this, Kim, and your co-host will discover this, you know, the older your own kids get, is that our kids are geniuses at being able to isolate us so that
That's
you
so
feel
true.
Like that you're the only parent, you know, who's out there doing whatever the rules are that you have in your home. Like,
yes,
Mom, you're the only one of all my friends that makes me text you and let you know where I am. None of my other friends, all my other friends get to go to sleepovers wherever they want, or, you know, whatever it is.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so you start, what happens is the more that happens, you start second-guessing
That's so true, Brian. That is so true. And then, you know, and here's what happens is, well, my brothers and sisters didn't have to do that. Well, times have changed a little bit, and, you know, each of you are different. I think I've got it by the fourth one, but let me tell you, I had to go through a lot of guilt, you know, going, did I make the right decision, you know?
Yeah.
And I think I was more, my husband was more, I want to say, the Disneyland kind of guy, you know? And
yeah, sounds like what my wife says
the
about
fun,
me.
And I was like, we need to get our homework done. Is your room clean? You know, I mean, I was like the
right.
whole responsible list before,
yeah.
you know.
Right, right.
You know, there. Well, I think, Brian, you know this best because this is your topic here. But at what age do they start that manipulation? I feel like at 3 years old, my daughter
is already
knows.
Doing it.
Yeah,
oh,
she
yeah,
loves
I
the
saw
show.
Her the other night. She, and let me tell you, yeah, she's got you already wound around her finger.
Oh, man. You know,
are you
that
kidding?
Is,
they're born. We're all born knowing how to get what we want.
Oh.
You know, I mean,
it's an intuition.
Yes. You know, it's all like self-preservation from
right.
birth.
Absolutely.
You know, how do I get that pacifier when I want it? And how do I get that cookie when I want it? And the date when I want it? And
right.
the car when I want it? So I think we have to be willing to live and just let the weight sit on us that I am only responsible for parenting my own kids.
Right.
And
my
so
mom used to say this perfect.
I don't have to feel pressure.
Yeah, I'm going
to
be your mom first.
To compare myself to somebody else.
Right. Yeah. My mom used to say, I'm going to be your mom first and your friend second.
Absolutely. That's yeah. still my mom to this
and
day.
I feel so honored that my son, when he was about, I think he was about 11 years old, And we were at church one day, and he wanted to introduce me to a new boy that he met in his classroom. And so he came up, you know, with this new boy in tow, and he said, "Hey, this is so-and-so." I don't know what the boy's name was. Jimmy John. "Hey, Jimmy John. You know, this is my best friend." And he was referring to me, you know, and I was like, wow. I mean, I almost choked up because I thought, that is so cool that my son knows.
Oh, that means you've done a great job. You know what? I feel the same way with my kids. They feel they're like, "Mom, do you have time to talk? I really want to ask you this." And I'm like, "Of course I have time. Oh God." You know, and they call me their friend, and I love that because now they're on their own, you know, and doing their thing. Love that. So
that is at the heart of being a yes parent is, you know, when your kids call you and say, "Hey, can I bend your ear for a minute?" You know, and I know there's a thousand things that you've probably got on your schedule, but you know, you've learned to be able to go, you know what? None of these other things are of eternal value.
Right.
None of these other things are going to matter. All that's going to last, all my legacy is going to be the relationships that I leave behind, the people that I've impacted. And foremost, I want that to be my family.
Absolutely.
So, you know, for me, part of being a yes parent, some people think that means like saying yes to your kids all the time.
Right.
Cookie, yes.
Brian, I have to have you back because we're at the end of our show. I thank you so much. And
absolutely.
Yeah, I'm going to have you back, okay? Happy New Year. And, of course, thank you so much.
Brian,
I end all of our shows with a moment of happiness. Happiness comes through the doors you didn't even know you left open. With that, that's exactly what Brian's talking about. And, of course, his book, How You Always Meant to Parent. Definitely get that book. And we're going to lead into our next show. Stay with us. You're listening to The Kim Pagano Show, The Brighter Side of Life. We'll be right back.